And if this doesn't do it for you, number four, think about this one. Jesus Christ will raise the dead, never to die again. Jesus Christ himself will raise the dead, never to die again, something that only God can do. Gospel of John 5, 28 and 29. Gospel of John 11, 25. Now again, these verses will not prove, not make someone see, but they're wonderful comfort for you and I to see in the Scriptures that our Savior is the God-man, He is the Son of God, that He is God, that we can do all things through Him. This is our Savior. We said Timothy, our brother and God fellow worker in the Gospel of Christ, and then in Mark chapter 1, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's close in a word of prayer. Any questions? Any questions? You've just gone through about 2 years of seminary. Now, quick, all we did was give you the outline, but all that we just do, all those things, a lot of theology involved in it, and a lot of argument, and it just comes down, people, you can't argue. You either believe it or you don't. And I sympathize with people who battle through things. I really do. Having to believe, especially if you've waited a long time, that he is the Savior and all these things. It's just been so, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, every one of us go different journeys. I was told this when I was a child and I believed it. And as adults, and I've gone through logic in college and gone through school and all this stuff, he's God. And I can't prove it to you and I can't make you believe it. He's God. He's the Son of God, and He's God. He's a Savior. He's your friend. I hope you know Him as your friend. He's a wonderful friend. Sometimes He may be the only friend you have. And we're all going to get to see Him one day. You're going to get to see Him. You die. There's just so many wonderful things about the God-man, Jesus Christ, that don't try to prove it. I believe it. He's the Son of God. He's God. He's my Savior. He's my friend. Let's close in prayer. What a friend. What a friend. Father, we do thank you so much for the Scripture that you have taken us through now. We thank you, Father, for revealing these truths to us. Pray now that your Spirit will take the things that we have seen, have them become a reality in our own souls first, firmly rooted in our soul, and then, Heavenly Father, rooted in our lives. That no matter what happens at work, at home, anywhere we might be, that our stand, our position, our hope, our confidence is in Jesus Christ, your Son, our God and Savior, and our friend. We praise you, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. I know I've ran over, but turn to 403. 403, and we'll close with this.